With a look at Radio Cayman's local news, I'm Dion Anglin. The Chief Medical Officer, Dr. John Lee, reports that 137 COVID-19 tests have been carried out since this was last reported on Wednesday, October 21st. Two were positive asymptomatic cases who were travelers and will remain in isolation until they have recovered. Newlands MLA Alva Sakou asks government to provide an update on labour investigations.
Can the Honourable Minister state how many cases of unfair or constructive dismissal are currently being investigated by the Department of Labour and Pensions?
In response, Premier the Honourable Alden McLaughlin advised that as of September 30th, there are approximately 40 active cases with the Department of Labour and Pensions concerning unfair dismissal.
These cases are at various stages of the investigative process and may include cases that have been mediated and are pending resolution, as well as matters pending referral to the labor tribunals. Separate and apart from those 40 active cases, the investigative process was completed for 7 other cases which are now being referred to the labor tribunal for resolution.
The Premier says the DLP does not have authority under the labour law to investigate matters of constructive dismissal. Deputy Leader of the Opposition, the member from Newlands, queried whether there has been an increase in cases since the pandemic. The Premier says that was not the case.
I am advised there was quite an active first quarter, but once we went into the lockdown, the number of complaints fell off substantially. So far this year, we've had 49 complaints compared to 108 in the previous year at this point.
The Premier notes that on average, there are 49 cases per month of individual disputes of labour and pension rights compared to 108 per month for the previous year. A 30-year-old man of West Bay has been arrested on suspicion of robbery and possession of an imitation firearm. The arrest is in connection to a robbery incident on Tuesday, October 20th, on Eastern Avenue in Georgetown, where a police officer reported a man was approached by another man who brandished an object appearing to be a firearm and robbed him of cash and personal items before making off on foot. No one was injured during the incident, and the 30-year-old man remains in custody as investigations continue. LIFE launches education for everyone, a collaboration initiative providing local students with laptops and internet access, an effort to close the digital divide brought into stark reality when school campuses were closed to suppress the spread of COVID-19.
Kids were unable to learn. Obviously, kids and families from all around the Cayman Islands and around the world, ACT for that matter, needed to alternative means to go to school. And although we live in a very affluent and blessed nation, not everybody has basic things like a laptop to be able to do their school online.
Taylor Foster's the general manager of Car City, part of the Foster's family group of companies. His family founded the Literacy is for Everyone nonprofit, which has teamed up with the Ministry of Education, the Department of Education Services, a wealth of cooperative partners and volunteers to launch the project.
To be able to give them the tools that they need and to be able to give them the ability to succeed, is priceless.
With a total of 1,600 laptops secured and a further 1,250 in the pipeline, thanks to the collaboration with government agencies and local corporate partners, the process of setup and distribution is now underway.
Say that there is a lot of people who did a lot of things who did not have to at all. This is 100% on a voluntary basis. I feel amazingly honored and blessed to be a part of a solution that will go on for many years to come.
Laptops will be owned by the Ministry of Education, but managed by schools who retain the devices, allowing for the project's longevity. In other local news,
I implore you all to use this excellent opportunity to celebrate the remarkable accomplishments of some of the most extraordinary and talented youth within these Cayman Islands.
Education and Youth Minister, the Honourable Juliana O'Connor Connolly, says the Youth Services Unit has extended submission deadline to nominate young people between the ages of 10 and 25 for the 12th round of the Proud of Them Award program. Each year, young people are recognized for their achievements, whether it be academics, career, sports, business, or community service.
Help us to recognize excellence among youth in the Cayman Islands. Submit your nominations today.
Nominations may be completed online at youthservices.ky, or you can download a copy and email it to info.ysu@gov.ky before midnight on Friday, October 31st. The National Gallery of the Cayman Islands, along with the Cayman Islands government, is calling all photographers for a COVID-19 commemorative exhibition project.
Some with our families, some in isolation, some of us have been in quarantine, others are frontline workers, and all of those stories really come together to tell this holistic history of the moment that we're living in, which is unlike any other moment, of course, we've ever experienced. And I think it's so important that the documentation comes from the community itself as a historical archive.
National Gallery of the Cayman Islands Director Natalie Urquhart says this photography call-out gives Cayman society the opportunity to officially help mark our history.
So what we're looking for is authentic and genuine experiences of people from across the community. That doesn't need to be a polished photograph or the most beautiful sunset. It may be if that's what's inspired you, or it may be just walking with your family down an empty road that has a very different feeling than you're used to.
If chosen, your work will be featured in a publication project.
We will be presenting the exhibition on the National Gallery website later in the year. And then we're also working in collaboration with the Cayman Islands government, who are working on a COVID-19 commemorative publication project right now. And the winning photographs the jury select will be invited to be part of that publication, which will be both a print coffee table book and also a short film that really serves to capture this moment for perpetuity.
For more information, email project@nationalgallery.org.ky. The deadline for submitting works is Friday, November 20th, 2020. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
Submissions must be accompanied by a completed application form from nationalgallery.org.ky, a high-resolution image of the proposed work, photograph information, title, date, author, and photographer contact details. Provenance Properties shines a light on local art as it continues its public art display in Caymana Bay with National Gallery Cayman Islands Tropical Visions Exhibition. Radio Cayman's Paula Cal has more.
Provenance Properties Cayman Islands once again partners with the National Gallery Cayman Islands on a public exhibit in Caymana Bay. This latest partnership displays the gallery's Tropical Visions exhibition, a variation on a 2019 exhibit of the same name held at the National Gallery's location off Esley Tibbetts Highway. This new public exhibit is on display in frames lining the patio in Caymana Bay, increasing the awareness of and accessibility to local art. National Gallery Director and Chief Curator Natalie Urquhart notes, taking art into the community and displaying it in outdoor locations is a fantastic way to expand access to our local art talent in the Cayman Islands. The exhibit features 10 local artists, each creating a piece depicting Cayman Islands landscapes that celebrate the natural beauty residents and visitors to the Cayman Islands have long enjoyed. Artists featured include Charles Long, Debbie Chase Vanderbal, Maureen Anderson, and David Bridgman. Tropical Visions replaces the previous display on the patio, also curated by the National Gallery, which was installed in January 2020. The outdoor curations continue a partnership between Caymana Bay and the gallery, which began with the long-running Chalkfest event and is a fitting sponsorship for Provenance Properties, whose affiliation with Christie's International Real Estate means the weight of the Christie's Art House reputation is carried through everything the brokerage does. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paula Cal.
A pandemic can't stop Mother Nature. The Cayman Turtle Center is preparing to release another clutch of infant turtles into our oceans, but this time it's being done a little differently.
So for this year's annual Pirates at Week turtle release, we're taking things virtual so that everybody can enjoy from the comfort of their own home and around the world. The release will be happening on Friday the 6th of November at 10 a.m. and viewers can tune in on our Facebook page, the Cayman Turtle Center Island Wildlife Encounter page on Facebook.
Natalie Porter, Marketing Manager at Cayman Turtle Center, says it's the perfect way for everyone to experience a special moment safely.
So due to the limit on public gatherings, we knew that we wouldn't be able to have the in-person audience that we usually enjoy. Last year we had around 3,000 people actually come out and see the release in person. This is the first time that this release has been done virtually, as well as people locally being able to enjoy what they can't right now experience in person with the limit on public gatherings. We wanted to give our international audience the opportunity to tune in as well. They might not be able to visit us right now, but that doesn't mean they can't partake in this experience.
To find out more, you can get in touch with the Cayman Turtle Center at info@turtle.ky. That's it for Radio Cayman's Evening News. I'm Dion Anglin.